Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sunny Southside Fargo is fair at 4 degrees. Feels a lot colder than that. I mean, any time and you open your car door and you try to close it and it doesn't close, it is cold, man. So Fargo is fair and 4 degrees right now. And I guess that's a good thing, 4 degrees, if you like that sort of thing. It's mostly sunny today with a high near 17 and a light north wind. So, and Tioga, you are overcast and 16 degrees. This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. You want to jump in the conversation at any time, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live, on air, and into the conversation. Got a couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One, and I want your feedback on this. A lot of us conservatives were really, really hoping for a couple of conservative voices on the Fargo City Commission here in Fargo. And we might get our wish. As you know, with the passing of Mayor Wallacker, it has opened up, you know, a couple of folks in order to run for the mayor's position, they have to step down from the city commission. So our good friend Tony Gehring is throwing his hat back into the ring. And I think that is phenomenal. So we may get our conservative Fargo City Commission. After all, let me know what you think about that on my social media. I posed the question. And if you want to call in and do you support Tony Gehring for Fargo City Commission? That means we'll have Pepcorn and Tony on there, and maybe we can bring this thing a little bit closer to the right. Maybe we'll have a dissenting voice every now and again. I don't know. I happen to think that's a great thing. So that's one thing that's on my mind. Another thing is, and this will be on the national platform, Jeb Bush throwing his hat into the ring. And I know he said it's an exploratory committee and that sort of, but make no bones about it, he's going to run. And I want to know how you feel about that. You got, I think Romney and Clinton kind of lead the pack for the 2016 presidential election. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about you're going to have Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, and what other crony capitalists you want to throw into the mix. It's not looking too hot for conservatives. So I'm wondering, how do you feel about that? Do you see another Bush? Do you see the Bush dynasty as a good thing? Do you see another Bush or another Clinton in the White House as a good thing, or is it a bad thing for this little thing that we call a representative republic? I want to know your thoughts on that. Also, for North Dakota, we have a couple of really good bills that I see. This is just a cursory look over the proposed bills for this session. But one in particular I want to discuss today, sometime today, is House Bill, I think it's 1084. Let me look at, where is all of my good gravy? I think it's House Bill 1084. I'll find that in just a second. I'm a little upset with myself right now. But basically what it says is, in light of the Supreme Court ruling, that basically said, and I don't know how many of you guys follow this, there was a Supreme Court ruling that basically said that, you know, police officers don't have to have a valid reason or a valid suspicion to pull you over and search your car. There was a case before them where drugs or something or another were found in the car, and but it was based, the search was based on what the defendant deemed to be an illegal stop. And it blew my mind that the only dissenting voice was the liberal, Sonia Sotomayor. I couldn't believe that. But basically what they said is, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, if police officers have the law wrong, or they don't know the law, or you just, you know, have a little suspicion, not based on anything tangible, that maybe you're transporting some paraphernalia somewhere or something. I don't know. But they basically smacked the face of anybody that believes in the illegality of unwarranted searches and seizures with this ruling. And with House Bill, House Bill, I think it's 1084. 1084. It basically says that an officer, and this is here in North Dakota, that an officer should have reasonable suspicion before pulling you over here in North Dakota. I mean, and when I saw that, I'm like, where do they think they are? America? Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. The fact that we need a bill to say that, that is just nuts, man. It shows you how far down this rabbit hole we've come. So I want to talk about that. How do you feel about that? How is that, how is House Bill 1084 going to affect things like, oh, I don't know, something that I've been railing against forever, sobriety checkpoints? Think about that. You're driving along and you're not doing anything illegal. The only thing that you are doing, the only activity that you're engaged in is driving, completely legal, and you pull up to a checkpoint. In my opinion, and I've always felt this way, that is illegal. I mean, you can't do that, you know? And I wonder how House Bill 1084 is going to affect that. You have to have a reasonable suspicion before pulling someone over. And if you're driving and it's a sobriety checkpoint, then, you know, that kind of flies in the face of that. I want to get your opinion on that. 855-217-76, extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. I just think that, especially in light of that Supreme Court ruling, the fact that you need something like House Bill 1084 just shows you how far down this rabbit hole we've come. We're actually trying to protect ourselves from something our founders protected us from way back when. And we've so convoluted the logic that we actually need to pass more laws to protect the original law. The original law being our Constitution and our founding documents. It kind of blows my mind. It's one of those mind blowers. It's kind of one of those mind blown type deal. So I want to talk about that. Williston police seek a woman that they last saw on Sunday. Williston police are seeking a 34-year-old woman last seen Sunday in the parking lot of Lonnie's truck stop on U.S. Highway 2 in Williston. Brandy Mae Barkey has been known to frequent the Grand Treasure Casino in Trenton. That's southwest of Williston. Police believe she may also be in the Ray area east of Williston. She's about 5'1" tall, weighs 100 pounds, has hazel eyes. And if you have any information on Brandy's whereabouts, call Detective Amy Nikoloff at 701-577-1212. That's Amy Nikoloff at 701-577-1212. And things like this are really, really important, especially with the uptick in human trafficking and that sort of thing that's been going on here in North Dakota. So if you've seen her, saw someone that fit her description or anything like that, please give Detective Amy a call, 701-577-1212. She has been known to frequent the Grand Treasure Casino in Trenton. She was last seen at Lonnie's truck stop on U.S. Highway 2 in Williston. So any info on that, please give please give the detective a call. Again, 701-577-1212. So the things that I'm really jazzed about is Tony Gehring throwing his hat into the ring, House Bill 1084, and also I'm very interested to get your take on Jeb Bush throwing his hat in the ring. And another little nugget that we could also discuss today is the fact that a judge has ruled President Obama's amnesty unconstitutional. And we funded it. How does that grab you? Anyway, we'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful, so Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. New Year's Eve package, spa package, ice fishing packages, a great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website. Click on packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com, packages. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Five 200 1776, extension 2, gets you live on air and into the conversation. And right now I have my two favorite ladies in the whole wide world on the line right now. That's Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. How you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. But you know who's doing even better than both of us?
Who's that?
Alan Gross. He's the American that was in being held in the Cuban prison. Do you
remember? Oh, and he's out, and the president's going to make a statement in the briefing room in an hour or so. Well, I have an interesting insight on that, okay? And I think that Jeb Bush may have hurt himself by saying that he was glad he's back, but he shouldn't have been there. Because...
Oh, wow.
I think he should not have said that. I think that, you know, he's got a Cuban community that he's been very close to. A lot of people out there know the terrible situations that are going on. I mean, there are journalists, American journalists, all kinds of stuff that are still in prison. If he had just said, glad he's back, and shut his mouth and stop there, I think this may come back to backfire on him.
And that goes into something else I wanted to discuss this morning. But just a little background for the folks that don't know. He was arrested. Gross was arrested in 2009, and he was setting up internet networks in Cuba for their Jewish community. And the documents that they have show that he tried to avoid detection of the Cuban government. Now, Cuba doesn't like these U.S. aid programs at all anyway. They say it's an affront to their sovereignty and that sort of thing. So Gross was convicted under a statute governing crimes against the state. And he was released. He's on a plane headed back to the good old U.S. of A. right now. And I hadn't heard that Jeb Bush said that. But I actually wanted to speak to you guys about Jeb Bush throwing his hat into the ring, particularly wanted to get Ellen Radner's position on that, because I know she is a huge fan of the
relationship with Cuba. And I'm sure Blanquita Cullum, who works for the Broadcasting Board of Governors as the governor, can tell you about this. But you may not be aware. You go to the Miami airport in customs, there are three flights a day directly from Cuba into the United States and vice versa.
Yeah, but they're not people that are dissidents that are trying to get out. There are people that have different kinds of relationships that are going in.
No, I understand.
Frankly,
what I'm saying, is that we have more relationships than people want to talk about.
But also we have situations in the Cuban community, as my sister-in-law, my former sister-in-law, would say when she was being held over a balcony when she was 5 years old, when they were looking for her father in a big, you know, apartment complex, and they were going to drop her and her sister if they didn't tell her where her father was. You know, Cubans don't take lightly to the situation with Castro. Many people, in fact, there are people that worked and Radio Martí that talk about the doubles that Fidel Castro has, and you can tell by his nails, his the way they cut his hair. They're experts. Because they're trying to keep him alive, like they have the mummified version of Lenin in Russia. So, I think you're right, Ellen. There are a lot of flights to go back and forth, but there are big sentiments within that Cuban community that has a lot of money, and they really rally vote that will be watching what Jeb Bush, if he's going to throw this guy under the bus, and it's going to result in some sort of backlash on Bush.
I would be interested to find out whether or not, Castro isn't long for this world, and I don't wish death on anyone, but in the event that he passes on, in the event that he passes on,
the human community, a lot of people think Castro's already dead, but they have had people who are lookalikes. In fact, there was a pretty funny soap opera that came out mimicking everything that was going on there and that aired through the Latin community, suggesting that Fidel was already dead.
So if this comes to light in the broader community, in the world community, what are the chances of Cuba coming out of this this communist grab bag that they're in? I mean, I would think that with his demise, they could move forward with a much more freedom-minded government, especially if there's a large contingent of freedom-loving folks in Cuba.
Russia's just forgiven the debt in Cuba. They were out of Cuba for a long time. They have now forgiven the debt. Russia is deeply implanted again in Cuba. Remember the relationship with Venezuela, Cuba, China, run. You think that they're going to become the tourist haven? If they do, look out who you're buying the products from.
Wow. And I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. The New York premiere of The Interview has been canceled. And there's talk of canceling the premieres all over the U.S. because of, as we know, Kim Jong-un doesn't like it, and he thinks it's, you know, he's throwing his little tantrum. Do you think that we conceded? Do you think that we're backing down in the face of this little boy,
you know,
king?
Back down, let that happen. But I have to tell you something. The good news on this, honestly, is that everybody is going to watch it on Netflix and at home, and that's what's going to
happen.
I think Ellen's probably right on that one. I think you're probably right. The fact of the matter, though, is does Netflix want to pick it up? Is it going to be, are they going to want to pick up the potential for their site to be hacked? And now they're suggesting, this is interesting, that it's an inside job.
Oh, wow. Well, isn't
the
CEO...
one of the passwords is password, I mean, it's not very difficult if you're an employee, a low-level employee, to get access to this information.
Yeah, they should really monitor that employee's bank account. But I want to say, I think this will help Netflix, because a guy like me, I don't like Seth Rogen. I have never watched any of his movies. He's not my type of... But just because of this news story, if it comes to Netflix, I'm definitely going to watch it. I want to see what all the hubbub's about.
Can I make a recommendation for you to watch something on Netflix that I think is really well done? And I'm a big fan of Netflix, and that's Marco Polo. Marco Polo is so beautifully shot, beautifully done and acted. It's a wonderful series, 10-part series.
Okay. I am writing that down, Marco Polo. You know, and I'm not a big Netflix guy, but the one Netflix series that I did like was the one. Hello, I hear a phone ringing. What is that? Is the one about? It's a political. God, I can't even remember the name of it right now. Big political. The guy
House of Cards.
That's the thing. I must have binged a whole season of that thing. I like that.
One of her employees has got a little bit part in House of Cards, right, Ellen?
Yes. I lost you for a second. I'm back.
Okay. Maybe that was the phone, the dial tone I heard. Well, thanks for dispensing the common sense on today's Common Sense Club, Ellen Radner and Blankita Cullum. Look forward to tomorrow's conversation, where I will be asking, I'm going to pose the poll question, do you want another Jeb Bush, a Bush dynasty in the White House? We'll be right back with Scott Hannon right after this message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hey, folks, we're live in the Kiltmere, North Dakota today. Leon will be back in just a moment for a few more words on the Common Sense Club. We're going to be meeting folks throughout the day that are bringing you a very special broadcast from the High Plains Cultural Center, a wonderful, wonderful facility. I just got a firsthand tour, and what a great addition this is to Kildare. What a game changer this will be for the community. Folks have been working on this for about 10 years here. They have a little art and history gallery about things in Dunn County. They have meeting rooms. In fact, the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties will be meeting here today. My favorite, though, is this big gym. Volleyball, basketball, big workout room. Really, just a community gathering place, so it'll be fantastic. Tell you more about it as we go throughout the day. I want to thank our sponsors that have helped make this possible. That includes the City of Kildare, WPX Energy, the High Plains Cultural Center, First International Bank and Trust, Ben's Oil Company, as well as Barron's Lodge, the Cobblestone Inn, and the Buckstone Bar and Grill. And a couple of guys from WPX Energy, one of those great community partners, on the phone with us right now to talk a little bit about what they are doing here in Kildare, North Dakota, Brian Wald and Zach Weiss. Brian, Zach, nice to have you on the show. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. We're doing well.
Hey, Scott, that High Plains Cultural Center sounds pretty cool. We got to get up there and have some meetings there. That sounds like a nice place.
It really is a neat place, and, you know, obviously something that a lot of community folks have been working on for a long time. As you guys know well, these are busy times in the Bakken, and to have things that add to quality of life and a sense of community, very helpful. Now, I understand you're building a new facility and expanding into Kildare. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct, Scott. We've got a new building that we're going into on the north end of Kildare, right across from the airport. We just got occupancy on that building yesterday. We're excited to be moving into it. I think initially we'll have about 20 people officing, or 25 officing out of that building.
And WPX Energy is tell us a little bit about the company, where your operations are in North Dakota, what you're doing here.
Well, WPX Energy is it's an oil and gas company. Our operations in North Dakota are entirely on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. As an E&P company, we have three basins that we're focused in, the Piance Basin in Colorado, San Juan Basin, and Williston. Those are our primary assets.
Yeah, Scott, we've been here in North Dakota since about 2011. We've got about 85,000 acres that we operate. We've got over 100 wells that we're producing on. We're just happy to be up here in North Dakota and producing oil, being a good community partner with the different areas that we operate in, and that's including Kildare.
The oil business is a big story these days on Wall Street and every major news organization covering what's happening in the price of the oil. Most of the folks I talk to say, this is part of the game, right? Oil prices go up, oil prices go down. But as far as what's happening in North Dakota, most folks taking the long view. Give us WPX's view on the current oil price and any impacts that that's bringing.
Well, we understand it's tough for all the stakeholders. It's tough for the mineral owners, the landowners, the producers, our vendors, as well as the state. A lot of times we build our budgets based upon projected forecasts, and this really was, we certainly didn't expect this kind of drop. But When you look at the oil and gas industry, we've been very resilient for many years, and we'll battle through this storm as well. As Zach said, we're excited about the future, and we're excited to be in Kildare.
And, in fact, as we mentioned earlier, building in the Kildare, adding a location here, and I understand looking for employees. Tell us a little bit about career opportunities with WPX Energy.
As Zach said, you know, we've been here for a few years now, and we plan to be here for the long term. We do have well over 100 wells, and we continue to drill. So with that comes more opportunities. We currently have about 12 positions open in the Williston Basin. I believe all of those will be reporting out of that Kildare office. So we do have those positions open. They range from field technicians to manager level type people. And so we look forward to having more employment opportunities in the area.
That's exciting. And how do folks contact WPX? How do they explore those career opportunities, gentlemen?
Yeah, all those careers are posted on our website, wpxenergy.com/careers. So feel free to go check that out, see what the job openings are, and we encourage anybody who is interested to apply.
And again, we're in Kildare today. We're celebrating the new High Plains Cultural Center here, a great addition to the community. WPX coming to the community as well. And I know also, Zach, you and I have talked before about different things that you've done in Newtown and on the reservation. Yeah. And WPX is a great community partner. You really you aren't here just to explore oil and gas. You're here to integrate with these communities and help make these a better place to live, right?
That's right. You know, We've had a presence in Newtown and in Minot for over almost 4 years now, and we're happy to be in Kildare to start some of these new relationships with the stakeholders and within the community. We're happy to be part of that and to start some of those initiatives that we have in some of our other cities right there in Kildare and in Dunn County.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, anything else you want to tell us about WPX Energy before we let you go?
Well, we're just happy to be on with you, Scott. Thanks for coming to Kildare. Sorry we couldn't make it in person, but we'll make it there next time.
Yeah, and you know what? Next time, the High Plains Cultural Center will be all up and ready because they're gearing up for the big weekend kickoff, and you guys will be able to stop by and check out this wonderful new addition to Kildare right along with the WPX operation. So that's fantastic news. Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story of WPX Energy, and thank you for helping us tell the rest of North Dakota about a great new addition to Kildare.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
Brian Walden, Zach Weiss from WPX Energy, just a prime example of some great community partners that are just standing shoulder to shoulder with good folks in the community helping to get things like this particular project done. And this weekend they're doing a High Plains Cultural Center Christmas celebration. Folks in this region, Saturday 4 until 11, want to stop by. They're doing a potluck supper. They're doing a family dance with live music. Santa is going to be here with the children. They'll have a silent auction. They'll have a tree decorating contest. They have hay rides. They'll be doing caroling. I mean, these are the kind of things that really, you know, last night I rolled in here about 7 o'clock, and it's just busy. I mean, Highway 22, Dickinson, you know, north, just wall-to-wall traffic going both north and south. You get here, the town's just bustling and things going on. That's you know, every day. That's just part of the culture in the Bakken. It's go 24/7, right? So to have facilities like this where you can come and soak in a little bit of the history and get to know some of your neighbors, maybe work out in the gym, a place for the local kids to play some volleyball, play some basketball, very, very important to really, you know, just one's mental health and also just a sense of getting to know neighbors and getting out of that busy cycle and getting to know some folks. So this is a great deal. Look forward to telling you more about it as we go throughout the program today. Leon, I'm going to send it back to you for a little more of the Common Sense Club, and then we'll come back and meet some more good folks here in Kildare today and talk a little bit about what's happening as we tell folks about the High Plains Cultural Center Christmas celebration that's happening this weekend. Send it back to you, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Have fun out there in Kildare.
I will, my man.
And we're back with the Common Sense Club. A couple of things that are on my mind, and I went into, briefly touched on it before we went to Ellen and Blanquita. I do want to mention again, we have this release from a Cuban prison, American Alan Gross. He's been over there for 5 years. He was on a hunger strike, as a matter of fact. And apparently Cuba thought that, he was impugning on their sovereignty while he was over there setting up internet connections for a Jewish community and that sort of thing. He was convicted under a statute governing crimes against the state, and he's been there languishing in a Cuban prison for 5 years, but he's free now. He's on an airplane back to the good old U.S. of A. I didn't know. Blanquita brought it up that Jeb Bush basically said he shouldn't have been over there in the first place. That cannot go over well down there in Florida with his the Cuban-American demographic down there. I mean, wow. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about House Bill 1084, the restriction on when police officers can pull you over here. It particularly interesting because there was a ruling just handed down by the Supreme Court with only one justice dissenting, and that was Sotomayor. But the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, if you're into those kind of acronyms, found that a search of a person's vehicle was lawful, even though the officer didn't have a lawful reason for pulling the driver over. And it's a, man, it is a head-scratcher, man. It's nuts. House Bill 1084 is backed by Representative Rick Becker in the House and Senator Kelly Armstrong and Dickinson in the Senate, and would stop law enforcement officers from pulling you over just to check a no compliance with, you know, the law. And it's a whole list of laws. Halting requires reasonable suspicion, notwithstanding any other law. An officer may not halt an operator of a vehicle solely to determine compliance with any of the provisions of, and they list a number of laws there, unless the officer has a reasonable suspicion to believe that there is a violation of those ordinances. So I think that that's pretty good. Simply put, a law enforcement officer can't just pull you over to make sure that, like, I don't know, your vehicle is registered or something like that. He has to have a reasonable suspicion that you're actually doing something illegal. So my question was, how is this going to affect, especially with the Supreme Court ruling that said that you can't be arrested if you pull out of a sobriety checkpoint. You know, you see one up ahead and you turn down a side street. Police officers can't chase you down and detain you based solely on that fact. And I thought North Dakota was spot on with that ruling. But I'm wondering if this bill passes, is this the death knell for a sobriety checkpoints? I mean, I would think so. I mean, if you cannot be detained, you can't be detained or pulled over or arrested based solely on the, not even the suspicion with a sobriety checkpoint, because there's no suspicion. The only thing that you're doing is driving. Does this signal the death knell of a sobriety checkpoint in North Dakota? I know that there are going to be some folks that are hopping mad, pun intended, about this House bill. Not to mention, I think law enforcement might have a problem with this bill also. Bob, out in Grafton, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, morning, Leon. Yeah, I agree. I hope that it passes here in North Dakota that officers are required to have some sort of reasonable suspicion to be able to pull you over, because, you know, that's leading up to tyranny there if we don't have that, you know. But I don't think that it should flow over on the sobriety checkpoints.
Hey, Bob, can you hang on through the break? Good deal. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club and your phone calls right after this.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
great careers are waiting for you at NASA Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NASA Consulting Service located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NASAConsulting.com. That's NASAConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This music rotation, that's pretty cool. I am your host for the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, and we were discussing House Bill 1084 before we went to break with Bob out in Grafton, and we're talking about in what I see as illegal searches and seizures, and I'm wondering how this House Bill will affect sobriety checkpoints, and Bob decided to weigh in on that. My apologies. I think Scott's on the line from Killdeer, out there at Killdeer, right now. Can you hang on just a little bit, Bob?
Sure.
Good deal. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, we're here in Killdeer, and we have the big Christmas celebration coming up this weekend at the High Plains Cultural Center, and we're going to meet some folks from one of the newer businesses in Killdeer that are contributing to meeting the needs of what's happening up here in Killdeer, and then we'll get back to you, and you and Bob can finish up here in just a little bit. By the way, I want to thank our fine sponsors that have made our broadcast possible, and they include the good folks from First International Bank and Trust. 1910 is when it all started for First International Bank and Trust. They've been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years, delivering on on the mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Just as they always have, they continue to make it a priority to support the individuals and the communities in which they live and work, and enjoy supporting the community and taking part in events in and around Kildare. First International Bank and Trust, a one-stop shop right here for all your financial needs, local lenders, an insurance agent right here in the Kildare office. You got Dan and Ben for all your financing needs. You got Randy for insurance. Whether you need personal, business, farm credit, the local lenders will help provide professional, personal attention, and they'll walk you through all types of loans available to help you choose the best fit. First International Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and newly renovated offices here in Kildare as well, and helping us support this broadcast, getting the word out about the High Plains Cultural Center Christmas celebration that is happening on Saturday between 4 and 11. A lot of folks that will be coming in from that will be staying at Barron's Lodge, and Paul Cronin, the owner, is here, and Lisa Simeano.
Yep.
Is here as well. Lisa's the general manager, and Paul's the owner. Paul, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm not the owner. I'm the management company. The owner's out of Singapore.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
A Singapore investment in Kildare, North Dakota.
Correct.
That tells you all you need to know about the booming Bakken, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys are managing the property and
yep.
getting it up and running. Great.
Correct.
And Lisa, tell us a little bit about what folks are saying about Barron's Lodge.
They are saying that our hospitality is great. We are making it kind of a home away from home for our guests, since a lot of the guys up here are from out of state working. We offer great rates at our hotel. And the one touch I like is our breakfast area. We offer a variety of different foods for them. And, yeah.
That's neat. And the facility itself, Paul, describe it. For Kildare, it's fantastic. I'll tell you what. I mean, it's a great addition to this community.
Right. We just opened October 15th. It's a very nice facility. We've got great, comfortable rooms. We get a lot of comments on how great our beds are, how comfortable they are. And part of what we also do, we want to be part of the community. We gave a donation to the new softball fields. We gave a new donation to this wonderful new facility that's about to open here on Saturday. It's great being part of the community and providing the service that's needed here.
You have some special rates for the winter months too, right?
Yes, we do.
Tell us about that, Lisa.
Since winter time is a little slower up here, we are offering great rates. And also because we just opened up, we want people to come in and see our facility. So we are offering as low as $99 to $149. Depends on what kind of room you're in.
Interesting. And folks should know that's a darn good rate in the Bakken.
Yes, it is.
Right? BarronsLodge.com is the website?
Yes.
If folks want to book right there online, you got a nice little website, which is a nice way to do that. And you also get a little sense of the facility, and you'll appreciate it. It really is it's nice. It's on Burney Street in Kildare, but trust me, you can't miss it, right?
Right. We're right on the corner of Highway 22 and 200, just west of the roundabout.
Sounds great. You two have a great day. Thanks for being part of the special podcast to help us get the words out about High Plains Cultural Center and the Christmas celebration this weekend, and we appreciate you stopping by.
All right, we're looking forward. We have a lot of people from the hotel volunteering for this event this weekend, and we're looking forward to be participating.
That's great. Thanks a bunch for making that happen. Barron's Lodge, Paul and Lisa, appreciate you stopping by. Leon, we'll send it back to you so you and Bob up in Grafton can wrap up on his comment. Go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. So, Bob, back to your comments on searches and seizures.
Yeah, thanks, Leon. Hey, no problem waiting there. I love hearing Scott promoting small businesses here in North Dakota. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Faith, family, freedom,
awesome.
And free enterprise. And I've been over the road before, so it's nice to have a place that has that home away from home feel to be able to go to. So my hat's off to that business, and I hope they get a lot of business. So back to my point there, yeah, I hope that it doesn't affect the sobriety checkpoints. The reason I say that is, you know, Leon, driving is a privilege. It's not a right. And I really do think that those sobriety checkpoints, have really saved a lot of lives. They've got a lot of drunk drivers off the road. Freedom is great, but a lot of people don't use their freedom responsibly. And that's the key. And, you know, as far as Jeb Bush is concerned, that's a bad choice. I'm sick of the Bushes. I have voted Republican in the past, but I'm a conservative. I have a much better pick. I'd rather see Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, or even Trey Gowdy go for president.
Yeah.
We need a good, solid conservative in this country. And then one more comment about the theater situation with those threats. You know, isn't it always ironic that
you know, what is the name of this organization that's putting those threats out? It's something to do with peace. And yet they're promoting, you know, terrorism. It's just, I think America should just show that film and, you know, put the kibosh on those terrorists there.
A good deal. Thanks, Bob.
Leon.
Yes.
Hey, Leon, if you want a good pick there for Netflix, check out Revolution on Netflix. It's giving an idea what would happen if the power grid goes.
Will do. Thanks, Bob. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what efforts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.